Traveling with Pope Benedict on his visit to the United States is the head of Vatican Radio's English section, Sean Patrick Lovett. Sean takes a closer look at Catholic education in the United States.
39. That's how many times Pope Benedict XVI used the word truth in his discourse to Catholic educators. He also used the word faith 21 times, and freedom and identity popped up pretty frequently as well, but I don't want to exaggerate. The point is, no one could come away from the encounter and say they didn't get the point. The prophets of doom went away disappointed. The Pope hadn't excommunicated anyone. On the contrary, he expressed his appreciation and gratitude for all the hard work done by Catholic educators in this country. The faint-hearted went away encouraged. The Pope confirmed the vital role of Catholic education and the unique contribution it continues to make in forming young American hearts and minds. Or, as Benedict XVI put it, truth speaks to the individual in his or her entirety, inviting us to respond with our whole being. So, why all this emphasis on truth? Because that's exactly where Catholic universities differ from other so-called institutions of higher learning, insofar as not everyone agrees with the idea that human beings can come to know the truth about anything with any degree of certainty. The nature and identity of Catholic institutions of learning are intrinsically linked to their faith dimension and commitment. Academic freedom doesn't mean justifying positions that contradict the faith or that betray a university's identity. In the words of self-confessed former professor Benedict XVI, academic freedom means searching for the truth wherever careful analysis of evidence leads you. Never were truer words spoken. With the Pope in the United States, I'm Sean Patrick Lovett.